next item is the ordinance amendment relating to yards and open spaces generally.
Mr. Lang, do you want to introduce this one? Or you want me to, or explain just for the record? I guess I can. This is the one that actually is kind of more commonly known as the administrative variance ordinance. We had the public hearing several weeks ago, and I think it's been on old business and deferred at least once. This is the one that if there is a relatively minor yard setback variance that's needed, or building separation variance that's needed of 1 foot or less, Mr. Lank would have the ability, after notice to adjacent property owners, to approve it essentially administratively or over the counter, I guess is sort of a way to explain it, without a public hearing. However, if Mr. Lank determined that it should go the public hearing route, it would be directed through the regular process before the Board of Adjustment. There's a $50 filing fee, and if it's funneled into the Board of Adjustment process, that filing fee would then be applied towards the filing fee before the Board of Adjustment.
So the Board of Adjustment fee is $400, and if we had to refer it to the board, it would basically get a credit for the $50 they'd already paid for administrative review. Okay. And the ordinance is intended to not exceed a 1 foot or 12 inches of encroachment into a setback or a separation.
I will also add to that, during the public hearing on this matter, there was some discussion from the audience, and also I think there was some question from the commission, and the statements were by certainly me and staff that this does not apply to manufactured home parks, but there was some question about that from the audience, and frankly I think there's an easy fix to that, which I can explain when we get to the motion point of it if you're inclined to make a recommendation for approval. But you just add, it would be number E6 to state that this administrative variance process shall not be applicable to manufactured home parks, and that eliminates that uncertainty altogether.
That sounds reasonable. Yeah. Gentlemen, any comment?
I have a question, Mr. Robertson. When you were making your comments, you were saying Mr. Lank, it would be more specific that it would then be the director of planning and zoning?
No, that's correct. And since he is the director, I referred to him personally, but it's that position that makes the decision.
And the assistant director does not?
Now, the way it's worded right now, it's the director of planning and zoning.
Thank you.
The question that I had last time was that if there is a complaint on the variance from a neighbor or whoever, what is the action that would drive that to back to Board of Adjustments? Is there a, if there's a complaint, does it automatically go? Does that decision then fall on the director, whether it goes or not?
The way it's currently worded is if there's a complaint, it doesn't automatically go to the Board of Adjustment. It's still within the director's purview to decide whether he grants it or it goes the Board of Adjustment route. That leaves it up.
It does fall down on the opinion of the director, and if the director felt it appropriate that it should go to the board, it goes to the board.
Right.
And that justification is sent to the board.
Yeah. It's just not automatic.
Yeah,
it's the director's discretion.
Okay.
And if you're concerned about that, I could propose some.
Wonder if that puts an undue, pressure on the director. If there is a neighbor or developer that has a problem with it mm-hmm. the decision.
I mean, the easy way to do it would be on number 5 of the ordinance, just to state if any objection is received. And that refers back up to the ordinance, the reference to objection. The director shall refer the application to the Board of Adjustment.
And I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a czar. I'm sure no other director does either. So.
Yeah.
I think that's a reasonable.
Yeah. That way, you send out notices. Nobody objects. The director can do it over the counter.
Sure.
But if anybody objects, goes just the same process it would for that it does now, actually. You go to the Board of Adjustment.
So I like that, just for his sake, really. Opinion.
And I think it's important that we clarify the issue that it's not addressing modular or the mobile home parks, or excuse me, manufactured housing parks.
If it was to include the manufactured housing park, it would be another ordinance because our manufactured housing section is within the conditional use ordinance. So it would have to be included under that. That's why we didn't include it before.
My thought is it can't hurt to add it.
I agree. Yeah. No, I think it makes sense. Because that wasn't the intent.
Right.
It was interpreted that it could be, so why not address it now?
And just for the benefit of the commission, I ran that by Mr. Moore, who was on that committee that dealt with those manufactured home issues and also obviously represents council, and he thought that made good sense, too, as he said, it can't hurt either. That just clarifies it.
Hey, gentlemen, what's your pleasure? Takes a little more than a head nod.
Do you have a motion draft?
No, I don't, but I can certainly read one, and you could say so moved and seconded.
Okay.
Yes. Council, would you read a motion into the record for us, please?
This is on the fly, so.
I understand. Would you ad lib a motion on the record, please?
The motion would be to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County by amending Article 25, Section 115-181 relating to yards and open spaces generally, with the further recommendation that an additional sentence be added to Section E5 to state, if any objection is received, the director shall refer the application to the Board of Adjustment, and to add a new subsection E6 to state that this administrative variance process shall not be applicable to manufactured home parks.
I'm so moved.
I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the ordinance amendment relating to yards and open spaces generally with the conditions and stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.